Our guest in the cafe this morning is A&M Commerce Lions and KETR broadcaster Charlie Chitwood. Charlie, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Dr. John. How are you this fine day?
I'm doing just grand, and I owe you some thanks because I'm constantly being asked these days, was that you broadcasting the A&M Commerce game?
Wishful thinking on their part, right? Well, they just wanted to hear that familiar voice.
I don't think, well, obviously it's not that familiar, but our styles probably are about 180 degrees apart, Charlie. But and one thing I don't have that Charlie has is the 2016 Texas Associated Press Broadcaster of the Year award. So he's still a little bit ahead of me on that score. But
well, you've hauled in a little bit of hardware in your time. I believe you also have one of those Lone Star Conference Broadcaster of the Year awards.
Well, that goes back.
Don't short sell to me.
That goes back quite a way. But no, we have. Enjoyed immensely the broadcast, not only this year but going back several years, Charlie. So thank you for that. But wow, what are your thoughts going into Saturday in Kansas City as A&M Commerce plays for a national championship?
I tell you what, these last several weeks have just been a blur. You know, you start out in Winona, Minnesota, and win that game, and then get home, and then fly up to Seattle over Thanksgiving, and win an incredible football game and have to come back and then turn around and go back to Minnesota and win again. You know, the Lions had that first three games in their region.
Mm-hmm.
Those teams were 34-1. You had the top three top two rushing defenses in the nation. And then you throw in that they played against Eastern and earlier in the year, and you've got three of them. They had a tough road, and while the Division II playoffs this year seemed to be all over the place, there were upsets in every single region. There's still an awful lot of football, and to keep coming out on top just speaks to the drive and the eyes on the prize that these young men have under Colby Carthel.
Right. And the scene last Saturday at Memorial Stadium and now Ernest Hawkins Field was extraordinary.
It was beyond description, really. For those guys to come out of their locker room and see that entire west side of the stadium just erupt, and then look over on the east side and find that it's full of fans there, and Harding, boy, what a turnout they provided as well. But, man, seeing the house rocking that way, it was a great day for a football game.
Have you seen some of the videos that have been produced?
Oh, I have. June's been doing an awesome job with the production of those. You got to tip your cap to Josh Mank and his entire athletic communication staff. They've done just amazing work. You don't see that at Division II. That's Division I caliber stuff.
June is a young man that works for the athletic department, and then Taylor Mefford has done a fantastic job in the marketing area on some videos as well. So we're all over the map here, and we don't have a heck of a lot of time. What do you hear about, and we're talking with Charlie Chitwood, who's the Lions broadcaster. During the game, I failed to remember to bring my radio with me last Saturday, and so during the first half of the game, trying to figure out where Buck Wilson was. What do you hear about his availability for this coming Saturday?
Well, it was, you know, Coach told us before the game it was a finger. We hope that finger gets well in a hurry. Obviously, it was one that he uses to catch or hang on to the football with, mm-hmm. and if it was banged up enough that they didn't want to risk it, I don't think it just popped out of joint. So we'll hope that we'll get to see it again, see Buck Wilson again on Saturday up in Kansas City.
West Florida is in its second year of football.
Yeah, can you believe that?
Golly.
They're playing at a pretty high level pretty quick. The Argonauts are built. They've got a number of young players. It's a young team, of course. If you're starting a program, most coaches want to get loaded up with high school guys. But Pete Shinnick's also brought in a number of transfers, you know, just like Colby Carthel did to turn the Lion program around. You wonder if they would have gotten in if they'd played Midwestern State. They had that game canceled by the hurricane.
I noticed that.
The Gulf South Conference, though, is not infrequently referred to as the little SEC, mm-hmm. with all of those good Alabama and Georgia schools making up the biggest part of it. But
well, have a great time, and we'll be listening Saturday.
John, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure. We'll see you when we get home.
All right. Charlie Chitwood, A&M Commerce Lions, and KETR broadcaster. The Lions playing for the national championship Saturday evening in Kansas City. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.